Sweetie, come over here. Oh, please come here. Cause you're all the way over there and it's too far. Sweetie, but I have something to tell you. I know something you don't know. Oh, it's a big something. A heckin' huge giga chat of a something. Care to hear more? Then please click the link in the description. You could just let me lay on you. Good choice. Very good choice. Excusez-moi, I'm just gonna scooch on over here. Furniture. Your coily little tray table. Yes, I am. I even fit around and on your lap. See? Do not question the coily tray table. Especially when it knows many wisdoms. Many. Like, for example, you're very cute. Oh, but it is. Information. Especially since you are very ignorant on the subject. Well, if you were aware of how cute you are, you would know not to go outside. It's a safety hazard. The cuteness is off the charts. No one is safe. Hide your loved ones, they will succumb to the cute. How dare you roll your eyes at the mighty tree table? You mock forces beyond your comprehension, Fluff. You are the Fluff. You are the fluffiest fluff that ever fluffed. And that is why I must wrap you in my coils and squeeze you with quiet rage. Yes, the rage, the heckin' stinking cute rage that makes people want to squeeze puppies. Except in this instance, you're even better than a puppy. I don't have to crate train you. And even if I did, I fail miserably because I want you in my bed. I'm sorry, I woke up and chose the truth. Can you not handle the truth? You sure? Well, the truth is, I could eat you and gobble you and squeeze you until the light leaves your eyes. Because you're so heckin' cute. It's illegal, it's fatal, it's inconceivable. I love it. Never before has a human been so questionably adorable. It's like, what does it want? Does it want my soul? My secrets? My hide? Take it. Take it all. Take my all, for I have you, and you are the floof, and this is all I need. I am the wise and mighty coil table. Don't question me. I love you so much, it makes me sick. Is that normal? Oh, why didn't you tell me? I never loved anybody before you. I don't know. I said I was wise. That doesn't mean I'm experienced. That just means I know things without ever having to go outside. My love comes out in word vomits when I drink the fermented fruit. Are you sure it's normal? This feels like infinite love. Like maybe too much love. Never. There's never too much wine. Wine goes in your tummy and it makes you all loose and wiggly. And it gives me the endorphins to coily, 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 coily. All around the floof and make the floof feel loved and floofed. I love you. Were you aware? Oh, good. It's good to you know. I don't want to be a little sneaky snake. I want to be upfront and personal. And I want you to know beyond all doubts that I adore the bones of you and I wish to be joined to you. No, that doesn't mean I want to eat you. Well, it's not like that. I'm happy. Possibly a little drunky. But I'm not saying anything that's not true. I speak wisdoms. And truths and facts and the truthful wise facts are, you are the most beautiful human I ever saw, and I just love that for you. You make it look good. Mm. Not me. No. I'm only allowed to say it about you, not the other way around. Because I speak truth, you speak slander. Hearsay. Libel. I am not cute, I am powerful and majestic and slightly inebriated, but that's okay because I'm with you and I'm safe. It's good to feel safe. I never felt safe before you, did you know that? Oh, now you do. So not only are you the cutest human, you're also the kindest and the safest. Which is a really neat combo. I approve. But the question is, do you approve of a snake blanket? You heard me. I'm coily-coily around you, and I'm keeping you warm. What the heck else could I be? It's okay, I want to be your blanket. I want to be the best blanket a snake lady can be. I love you so much, don't die. I know, but add to the list. Number one, be cute. Number two, be happy. Number three, don't die. I feel like those are reasonable demands for this relationship. It's not another unrealistic expectation for humans. No jokes. Only I make the jokes. Cause I'm drunker. And therefore, my sloppy humor is more forgivable. Don't die. Really, 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 really work on that. Put time and energy and manifestation into staying alive. Well, it could be my birthday present. I want the same present every year, thank you. Well, you're the rarest rare find. Unlike the men that Beyoncé sings about in her music, you are not replaceable. You must not know about me. You must not know about me. I love you. Whether or not I could have another man here in a minute, I don't want him. I don't want. No. I want this one. So be a good fool and stay alive. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because wise, majestic, oily tables do not get hangovers. They do get carried to bed, however. Please and thank you. Good for shush and submit. But you're so good at submitting. That masochistic side of yours is very handy for this relationship. Cause I'm a little bit clingy and overbearing, and you like to be smothered. Scrumptious froof. Very glad I found you. Imagine if I didn't. Imagine if you were somebody else's floof. I don't like imagining it. Why do you make me imagine it? Oh, wait, that was me. I'm sorry, floof. I'm not blaming you. You are adorable. Lots of people would like to floof and smoosh and snuggle you, but no. I called dibs, and even if I didn't, I'm greedy and back off. Not you, the people. Many people, all people, no people. No people but the floofs. You even smell better than other people. It's not the shower, it's the floof. The floof. The floofiest floofs of floofs. Are you warm enough? I promise. Because I can squeeze you more. I'm warm, 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 warm. I want you to be all nice and toasty. What can I say? I like my floofs comfy. Close. And always within reaching distance. Good night. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Don't die. Hmm.